Welcome to The Kitchen Table, a show dedicated to helping you escape diet culture, gain trust with food, honor your body, and live a brighter life. Hello, hello. Welcome back to The Kitchen Table. I'm your host, Alicia Brown, and on today's episode, I want to start by asking you a question. Have you ever seen on Instagram, there's like these funny images of like the Instagram versus reality photos, right? Like just like there's like the Instagram perfection, like, you know, the photo is like perfect lighting, perfect everything, looks like a fairy tale. And then there's the reality, like you swipe and then you see the reality. It's messy, it's real, it's like a real life depiction of what's happening, right? I just saw one this morning that was like this person being photographed in like this enchanted forest with all of these flowers and things around it. And they, you know, put Instagram at first and then they put reality and they like panned the camera around and it was like flooded with people. And, you know, it was just like this tourist trap. And so that sometimes can be like our relationship with food and fitness. It can be like we have the Instagram version of food and fitness, the facade of the how people, you know, how people want to perceive how we eat and how we move, right? Like there's that version. Maybe that's the version that you bring up like when you're with your family and your friends and they ask you how your health life is going and what you're doing and how you're eating and how you're exercising. You know, that probably isn't how you think conversations about your health are going, but typically that's where they hang out. It's typically, you know, like your friends talking about what diet they're on or where they're exercising, you know, are they doing yoga? Are they running? What are they up to? Right? Because it's part of how we spend our free time is in our health life. And so conversations like that come up all the time. And maybe in those conversations, we're not giving the actual reality of how our relationships with food and fitness are going, but we're giving the Instagram reality. And oftentimes we can play a life of make-believe and pretend with our health when we're just in that Instagram reality mode or Instagram mode, the fake reality of how we want people to perceive our health life. You know, like this is an example of this would be like going to a restaurant and ordering the salad. That's the Instagram reality. And the actual reality is going home and binging on a container of Oreos, right? That's the actual reality of the relationship with food. We have the facade and then we have the reality. We have how we think people want to perceive our bodies and then how we actually perceive our bodies as well. There's like two sides of us a lot of the time. And I think this is really exacerbated in our life today because of social media and because of working not in an office but at home, right? Like you, when we're on Zoom or when I'm on calls with clients, they just see my face, they don't see my whole body, right? I can depict a different reality than what the truth really is. And this is just a conversation that I've had with myself for a while, just these thoughts I've been having about Instagram versus reality. What do people perceive our relationships with food and fitness and health to look like? And what is our real relationship, a real, raw, messy relationship with food and fitness? What does that look like instead? Embodiment, you know, we talk a lot about embodiment here on the show. That's not just like having a health life, but it's embodying health. I believe that the vision, you know, that I hold for you and for myself is to embody wellness, not just have wellness be part of your life, but to actually embody wellness within your life. You can live that out, but you can't do that when you have a facade of health and wellness and when that's different from the actual reality. There has to be an emergence, a synergy between the both. I want to share that I built such a facade when I had just a real poor relationship with food. When I was in college, I was a nutrition student and I had everybody fooled that I just ate perfectly, that I was exercising all the time. But really the reality of that, that I wasn't able to clearly see at the time, and sometimes it's really hard to see, was that I was really over controlling of my food and my fitness. It was deteriorating my health. It was taking away from my health. It was taking away from my relationships and my ability to show up at school. That was the reality. And to be honest, I worry about today. I worry about the Instagram influencer types of today. I want to know the messy reality of the behind the scenes of how really the relationship with food and fitness is like. Is it the perfection that's posted on social media? Is it the perfection of what we're sold? Or is there something else underneath all of that? One thing that I pride myself on, and I think that's one of the reasons that you come back to the kitchen table, is that I have dropped that facade completely and returned home to myself. That's how I found intuitive eating. That's how I found these embodiment practices. I'm not pretending anymore. There's no pretending in my health life or my life. I embody how I want to live my own version of wellness. That doesn't mean exercising all the day, all the time, every day. And it doesn't mean eating perfectly. I don't want to depict that as part of my reputation, even though I'm a dietitian, even though I'm in the health and wellness space. It's part of the reason I've considered dropping my RD, dropping my credentials, because I don't want that to precede me. That reputation of having to eat well and perfect to precede me, because I am in the messy reality here with you. And it's not a chaotic reality. It is an intentional reality. I'm intentional with how I eat and how I move, but it's different. It's an embodied way of eating where I don't feel the need to hide behind a health facade. I don't feel the need to show on social media all of my health efforts. I just embody health in my own way. That gives me confidence. That gives me trust in my body and in myself. I know how to take care of myself. And so when I have, you know, conversations, as I alluded to earlier, with other people, you know, but how is it going? You know, what are you up to? And when it kind of makes that conversation makes its way into fitness and food and health, I don't have to hide behind anything. I don't have to hide behind a diet or a yoga routine or a regimen. I don't have to hide behind anything that doesn't feel true or authentic to me and how I live my life. And that's what I want for you. I don't want you to feel like you are boxed in to living a health-focused reality that feels like it separates you from living authentically and truly as you. Because your health life, again, it doesn't need to be a separate part of your life. It can be you and how you show up in your life. You can embody health and wellness. That means that how you live your life every day is in a way of honoring your body and of yourself by how you eat and how you move. And that is uniquely up to you. I think that rids a lot of the stress, and ridding a lot of the stress in that way also sheds that part of your reputation. And so if you are a Instagram health or wellness influencer and you're feeling like, wow, this is a lot to keep up with, and this is becoming less and less a depiction of me and my reality, first and foremost, I'm witnessing you in that. I can feel how much of a struggle that is, especially when you have offers and sales and income and other aspects of your life tied to that reality. I can imagine how hard that is to feel like your reality is so disconnected from a virtual reality. And I think we all will be faced with that at some point as social media becomes larger and larger, a bigger depiction of who we are. We have our actual reality in our bodies and then our virtual reality outside. How much can we make those two synergistic? That's where the authenticity lies. And I want that for everybody with how they show up on social media. I don't even know if that's truly possible. I would love to know your thoughts on that. Secondly, if you're like the healthy one of the group and people look to you for health and nutrition and fitness advice, maybe you're not an influencer, but you've always been quote unquote the healthy one or the health nut, but you really feel like you're struggling in your relationships with food and body too. I completely get that. I so get that. That was me in college as a nutrition student. I wanted everyone to think that I was healthy, but really my reality was quite different. I'm witnessing you in that pain and that struggle that that can cause. And I think that there's room for you to show up more authentically and wholly and more completely, not holy as in holier than thou. I mean like holy as like in a whole, as a sum of all of the parts, whole and authentic and complete in your life. I think that there's room for that. When we put the fitness and wellness lifestyle aside and start embodying health and wellness instead, And thirdly, if you're feeling like your life would just absolutely be rocked, if you came back to the true raw reality of your relationships with food and with movement, and you feel like this facade is so much a part of your reputation that it's tied to your identity in some way, I understand that too. And the freedom of becoming yourself, becoming the person that you really are and strive and aspire to be, is on the other side of dropping that facade. What can you do today to show up more authentically as you and your relationships with food and fitness and your health and your life? How could your health and your health life become more of how you live every day rather than routine and structure that kind of keeps you boxed in, that kind of keeps you stifled and feeling so obsessed with staying on track rather than feeling more fluid in your life? What could you do today to increase the fluidity of health, movement, food in your life, to move from chaos to calm in your relationships with food and fitness and your ultimately your relationship with yourself? Because that authenticity, how you show up purely and authentically in the world when it is just you and it's not the health version of you, it's just you being healthy in your own unique way in your everyday life. The contraction and the expansion, the hard times, you know, of binging on the Oreos. Oh yeah. Normalizing that and normalizing the salad moments too. When we just normalize all of these experiences, remove the shame and come back to ourselves, that's when you're able to gain the confidence and the trust in your body and yourself that you're looking for to evolve to that next version of yourself. That's my version for you. With that comes health and comes wellness, instead of the forced, rigid realities of that Instagram depiction of reality. We need to come back to the reality of what health and wellness really is, aside from health and wellness culture. Let me know where this episode resonated with you. I would love to connect with you on Instagram at @AliciaBrown_AB on Instagram. I'd love to connect with you there to see how this episode resonated with you. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button. If you hit subscribe, you won't miss an episode every Monday and Thursday here at the kitchen table. And Thursday, I have a great episode lined up for you with Victor. And he's going to talk about the root cause of a lot of our food and body issues. Getting down to the root cause. He's an Ayurvedic doctor. And so he's not interested in all the superficial stuff. He's interested in root cause methodologies. He has a great message to share with you, which he will on Thursday. And I'm so excited for you to listen to that episode. So hit subscribe and I will see you on Thursday. Enjoy the day. Talk soon.